Welcome to another episode of the Guys with God podcast called Sharing Our Struggles, where we discuss the everyday challenges and frustrations that all men go through during their lives at one time or another. We like to talk about how we've dealt with them from both our past experiences and from what God reveals to us through His Word. Now, here's today's episode. Well, good morning, Mark, and good morning, guys, and thanks for listening to another episode of Sharing Our Struggles with the Guys with God podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our faith and what that means to us and how we practice that out and just, you know, how we struggle with it at times. So this morning, I'd like to start out with a verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." So, Mark, what does faith, the reality of, you know, of things that you hope for and evidence of things you cannot see? How do you go about, or what does that mean to you?
Morning, Ron. It means that I have to start and keep doing this thing called trust. I have to place trust in not only my relationship with Jesus and with God, but I have to have such a strong trust that I can't see it, touch it, or feel it, but I just know that it's going to be there. What that looks like for me is, you know, whether or not our job's going to come through, whether or not a deal's going to come through, or whether or not this or that or the other tomorrow's going to happen, that's where I have to put my faith. It's like, okay, I'm going to trust God. God knows the outcome already. God knows that if I just keep following His will, that things will go the way they're supposed to. And the more I think on that and the more I practice that, the easier my life stays or gets. For me, I try to give God my suggestions, and then I try to have faith that those suggestions will come through. And when I look at that, it's like, no, that's my self-will trying to dictate to God how He should run not only my life, but everybody else's life. And that's just totally, totally wrong. And that's what winds up frustrating me. The best example I have for faith is this. Whenever I travel and I stay in a hotel, and being an older guy, I usually have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. Because it's a new room, I don't know where the light switch is. So I feel my way along the wall, and when my fingers hit that light switch, I turn it on. Now, I don't stop and have a debate or call room service to make sure the light's going to come on or try to engage in engineering thinking on whether or not if I hit the switch, the light will or will not come on. I've built a lifetime of experiences touching light switches to know that if I touch the light switch, it's going to come on. I'll have light. And that's how I built my faith in God. By trusting Jesus with all other aspects of my life, by focusing on what God's will is for me and seeking the unknown, unseen, but just walking forward with eyes of faith and eyes of trust, God has not only given me a life beyond my wildest dreams, but He's taken me to places I never could have imagined, which are just so good for me.
Yeah, you mentioned the words unknown and unseen. For me, it's easy to have faith in things that I can see, things that I can control. Like, for example, like you said, the light switch. So, you know, you hit the light switch, the light's going to come on pretty much. It's real easy to have faith in things that are tangible, things that I can see. The true test of my faith is believing in things that I cannot see and I have no control over. Mm. And that's a struggle for me. I think I've pretty much had faith in God all of my life. The trust, I think that's that kind of goes for me. That seems like the trust and faith kind of go hand in hand. You got to trust God in order to have faith in Him. You have a faith in God, will actually will trust. So it kind of goes back and forth. If you have faith in God, you'll be able to trust Him. But then if you trust in God, that will help grow my faith. So it hasn't always been easy for me most of my life to have that trust in God. And so I think even though I had faith, I didn't really practice it, I don't think. I think I just, yeah, there's a God, and that's about as far as it went. The biggest change for me in the last few years is actually building that relationship with God, spending time with Him each and every day. And through that, I start seeing the promises that He has in His Word, in the Bible, learning those promises and actually trusting in Him. And slowly but surely, as I continue to go through my life, things, some of those promises, not some of them, all of them are coming true. But it's for me actually putting that trust in Him and having that faith in Him that allows me to continue to grow, and my life is becoming better. I still have struggles and I still have problems, but knowing that I can trust God and put my faith in Him makes things a little bit easier each and every day.
Absolutely. And I like what you're saying. What I had to learn about faith is that it's an action word.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I look at it is like, I know we're here in Arizona, and for those that aren't in Arizona, when it gets below 40 here, we think it's the Arctic winter. So, so today it started off in the 40s, and I've got a sweatshirt and I've got a jacket. Now I see the sweatshirt and I see the jacket on my hangers in the closet, but unless I put them on, they're going to really be of no use to me going outside. And that's the same with my faith. I know that God loves me. I know that God accepts me as I am, where I am right here, right now, no matter what I've done or what's been done to me. I know this. But unless I'm willing to walk into that relationship and not only seek God's word, but read God's word and live God's word, and also walk out how He puts people and places and things in my path, my faith is not going to grow. My faith will be on paper, maybe in a Bible, or faith might be on, you know, something I have on the wall. But unless I'm willing to actually apply it to my life, apply it to my situation, and with open arms and hands and mind and heart, trust God to guide me to where He needs me to be and let go of what I expect, that's when my faith not only grows, but God then can take me through the Holy Spirit to where He needs me to be.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with you. It's action. My faith is not going to grow if I just sit and think, okay, well, you know, like, for example, that you said that sometimes people think of God as a vending machine. You know, you're going to put in a quarter, and that's it. He's just going to, okay, God, you know, I want this or whatever, do this for me, and just sit there and wait for Him to do it. No, that's not how it works. As I've learned through the years of with going to church and everything, is that we have to pray like it all depends on God, and work like it all depends on us. So work, that's that action word that you were just talking about. So in order for me to have my faith grow, I'm going to have to put some things into action. I just can't just sit there and just expect God to make my life better. I have to do my part of it also. And part of that, what I do, what I've talked about before, is starting my day with God, asking Him to use me, asking Him to reveal His wisdom to me, asking Him for patience, for strength, to be a witness or be a light in somebody's darkness, things that allow me to put into action the things that He's teaching me each and every morning. But like you said, it's definitely action. It's just not going to happen like a genie popping out of a bottle and things are just going to be all hunky-dory and rainbows and unicorns. So what are some of the things that, or has there been times where you struggle with your faith, and how does that look like?
Oh, absolutely, Ron. I mean, I struggle with my faith daily because I'm human and I'm full of self-will. So what's that look like? Well, I guess my best example is a current example. Waiting to hear about a job offer. I wanted to get that job offer last week. It didn't come. I want that job offer to come now. And where I struggle with my faith is I'm not seeking God's will in this. And as I've learned in my life journey, God's never, ever, ever put me in a place that not only I could not handle, but that I couldn't prosper in. So I need to look at, and I'm doing this right now as we speak, putting my faith back into God has the job for me. And in His time, He'll put me in the job where He wants me to be. It might not be any other job. I might keep doing what I've been doing. I don't know. But when I get so full of that, that's when I forget my faith. And then one of my verses I love is Romans 10:17. It says this: so faith comes from hearing, and then hearing through the word of God, the word of God. So when I first read that, it's like, okay, if I read my Bible, then I'll get my faith. Well, no, it's telling me here in the second thing, hearing comes through the word of God. So I don't know about you, Ron, but we've shared in the past, so I know a little bit. God speaks to us many, many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Through people, through places, through things, through situations, through our eyes, through our heart, through our feelings. And what I mean by that is when I find my faith wavering or my trust wavering or my inability to let go of my self-will and give it back to God to seek His will, I then have to remind myself, I'm not hearing God. I'm hearing what Mark wants. I'm in the book of Mark. not the Bible, Mark, the Mark, Mark. And man, that's a bad place to be, because mm-hmm. that's just a fictional story that goes nowhere. It's like a comic book. But when I put my faith back in God and just open my mind and my heart and my ears and everything else just for him to show me, not only does he show me, but he puts people and places and things in my life that just not only help me, but it allows me to give back through service. So when my faith is wavering, I have to stop myself and go look in the mirror and just basically ask myself the same question. Am I doing my will or am I seeking God's will?
Yeah. The word that you said a couple of times as you were sharing is the word want. I want this. I want that. I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding out as I'm continuing my walk with God and I'm continuing to grow my faith each and every day is God gives me or gives all of us what we need, not what we want. And most of the time, in fact, I would say the things that I want are all of this world. I want that car. I want that house. I want that wife. I want more money. I want. Gimme. And it's all selfish things. It's all things that are not really important in life as far as what God calls us to be and calls us what we're supposed to do in life and what's really important in life. Wanting things. Yeah, it's okay to want some, you know, things, and God wants to bless us with certain things, but it's not wanting things that I get confused or struggle with. I want things, and then it puts me in wanting to control everything because I want this and I want that. But with my faith, as my faith grows, and as I look back on my life, is that God has always given me what I needed. Hasn't always given me what I wanted, but he's always given me what I needed, especially during the times when I was struggling and there's times that I did things that were not really good or weren't beneficial for me. But he's always gives us what we need, never gives us what we want. And that's, for me, that's helps me in realizing that it's all about God and it's all about just, it's about him and not about me. And when I try to be about me, that's selfish and that's not what we're supposed to be.
Absolutely. It's being part of my human experience. And I fail miserably every time, every day, because my self-will always tries to take over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've learned through the step work, I've learned through working in the Bible, and I learned in my walk with Jesus that I'm a fear-based person full of pride. And those are my two main flaws that are just constantly carrying, that I carry with me. Am I better at them? Yes. Do I handle them pretty well? Yes, but I still have my moments, especially when those wants move in. Mm-hmm. And then here's the other thing, Ron, that I have to fight with. I have this thing called rights. So when things aren't going my perceived way, like last week, I thought the guy would offer me the job right away because I'm so important. My rights tried to move in. And it sounds like this in my head. Doesn't he know who you are? Doesn't he know how important you are? And so I have to watch those rights, because when they move in, then I think I can start pouting, or I think I can start getting demanding. And it happens all during my day. I mean, my wife and I have a conversation and maybe she'll want me to do something that I wasn't planning on. Well, then my rights move in. Doesn't she understand how busy I am? Mm-hmm. So I have to understand that's my selfish, self-centered thinking. And I have to put those rights away, because they're not really rights. Mm-hmm. They're lies. They're lies of Satan. They're lies of self-will. And the funny part when I do that, Ron, is not only does that allow me to be of service to someone else, but also it makes my day go a lot better, because not only do I like to help my wife, like this morning we worked on the flyer thing she wanted to work on, but also it puts me in a better position for God to show me what he needs me to do. And like you said earlier, God always gives us what we need.
Right.
I'm so glad he's never given me everything I want, because, man, I'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah. And with faith, there's lots of times, and probably every day, there's moments where I'll have doubt. And usually when those feelings of doubt comes in and I question my faith, if I really think about it and really be honest with myself, those are usually times when something I want, and I want it to happen right here and right now. So what faith is teaching me is patience, and it's on God's time, not my time. And one thing that I'm working on, and I've been working on for a while, is when I get those doubts and things are struggling, and that's usually when I question my faith, is when I get my struggles when, you know, God puts something in my path that usually after I get through it, it's something I needed to work on. He wanted me to work on my character. It was something that I needed to grow through. So when I get those moments when I'm actually questioning my faith or I have doubt, I try to come back into the moment, into the present, and just thank God right here, right now. Take a breath like we've talked before. It's just pausing and just realizing that, hey, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining again today. I've got a roof over my head. I have a roof, you know, food on the table. My family is good. Everything is good. And just pause and bring back into the moment. And then it kind of helps those feelings of doubt that I get and my faith. It just kind of brings it back into the moment. And then just have faith that, okay, God, what's the next step you want me to take? What's the next thing I need to do? And just have faith that he will provide for me, because if I look at my past, he's gotten me through everything in my past.
That's so good, Ryan. You brought up something I thought about. Going back to the action part of faith, when I have to stop myself, like you're a missionary, and I'm like, hey, God, what do you need me to do? What action do I need to take? It reminds me of the verse in James. It says, faith by itself is not accompanied by action is dead. So it's not enough for me to sit here and say, I believe you, God. I have to get off my duff and I have to go do something about it. Either help someone else, do something else. But I also have learned that when I get my mind off what I want, that allows God to start filling me with what he needs. And that helps me. But like I said earlier, I'm still going to probably have some wants to happen later on today. And I'm probably going to find myself getting in that little demanding child type of attitude. I want this now. I want this to happen. But the neat thing is it no longer dominates my whole day. I can stop myself, reset myself, and just say a quick prayer. Okay, God, your will, not mine. And then I can move forward looking and seeing what he needs me to do.
Yeah. And it's back again. You said faith is through actions. I have to do something. And a lot of the times, like I said recently, is that when I struggle, it's because I'm not getting things that I want. And we're called, we're supposed to become more selfless. I mean, every day instead of selfish. We're born with a sinful nature and we're born selfish. So the times when I struggle is, you know, being selfish and I want this now because I want it because I'm selfish. And when I practice letting go of that and trying to take action and, like you've mentioned, serving others, doing something for my wife, doing something for my kids, or just if I'm out and about, just opening the door for somebody, just trying to be nice and trying to be less about me and more about everybody that's around me. And that helps take the focus off of myself. Mm-hmm. And when I take the focus off of me, I feel that that's when God can work in and through me. That's when he can build my faith and build my trust in him, is when I take it. It's not about me. It's about other people and it's about him and using him to work through me to be less selfish and more selfless.
Absolutely. And one thing I wanted to share, Ron, I used to have this tag on one of my email lines. Faith is not thinking that God can. It's in knowing that God will. And one more time, it's an action thing. I have to know in my heart, mind, and soul, God's got me covered. Mm-hmm. And that's where my faith needs to be, my faith in God.
Yes. And the faith in God, it's something that I have to practice every day. And that's, like I said before, is getting up and giving God the first part of my day, asking him for his wisdom, to reveal his wisdom through his word. And it's also having my brothers in Christ, like you, Mark, and the guys in our group and the other accountability guys that I have. So when there are times when I am struggling with my faith or with anything in my life, I can reach out to you guys and you guys kind of bring me back in and you help me see what I don't see. And you kind of, you know, when I'm anxious or struggling, you guys always help me come back to where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And just for me, it's just being grateful to God and just thanking him for the moment takes my focus off of what my problem is and what I want and what he needs from me. And when I can do that and practice that, I begin to experience some of that peace and that joy that he has and wants for all of us.
Amen, Ron. Good stuff.
So thanks, guys, for listening for today. And we all hope you have a great day. And thanks, Mark, for sharing your story a little bit today and your struggles. And we'll see you guys all next time. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you hear, please share it with a friend. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page, Guys with God, and also our website, guyswithgod.com, where both places give you an opportunity to pose any questions that you may have from today's discussion or to post any topic that you may want to hear discussed in the future. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.